It's now 6 minutes past seven, and Ronan Kelly is here now with the papers.
Thanks, Cian. The number of flu cases in hospitals is down, according to the Times and the Examiner, but the number of flu stories in today's papers is not. The front page headline in the Irish Independent is Health Minister in Flu Jab Row. Fionnán Sheehan reports on a cabinet meeting 2 weeks ago at which the Taoiseach Simon Harris criticised his party colleague and Health Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill for not buying enhanced flu vaccines this year. It turns out the enhanced vaccine is not significantly more effective, according to the chief medical officer. Anyway, according to The Independent, Jennifer Carroll McNeill wasn't at the meeting to defend herself from her party leader because she was at home with the flu. Just above that story in the paper, an indication of what that might be like in an article by Aoife Kelly, who writes about her whole family getting the flu, including her father who lives with them. She said they all went down like a row of Skittles, except for her 9-year-old son, who is banished to another room to play Nintendo and watch YouTube. He was living his best life, Aoife writes. Brenda Power in the Mail writes about a test for flu. She says, if a neighbour rings you and says there's €50 on your doorstep and it's about to blow away, if you struggle out of bed to get it, you've got a cold. If you leave it there, it's the flu. Back to the front pages, many of which today cover that arrest of a woman for the murder of the toddler from Donabate, Daniel Arabose. The front pages of The Times and Examiner have road stories also. The Times notes that the number of arrests for drug driving are now almost the same as for drink driving. The paper says that of the 170 people arrested last week for driving under the influence, about 56% were in connection with alcohol, while 44% were drug-related. The headline in the Examiner front page is Drivers Not Listening. It says senior Gardaí are worried at the surge of arrests and say drivers are paying no heed to road safety campaign messages. The other front page in the Examiner is one which appears in other papers. It's courtesy of the Bank of Ireland and it relates to fake retail ads at this time of year. The bank provided examples of a laptop, supposedly from Lidl, for €99, or a fake Tesco ad selling £100 worth of spirits for £30. Each of these ads have realistic looking logos and page design and lead you to counterfeit websites designed to steal personal and financial information. One of the most colourful things you're going to see in the papers this morning is a coffin. It's that of Stone Roses bassist Manny Mounfield, who was buried in Manchester yesterday. The coffin had the artwork from the Stone Roses debut album, Jackson Pollock like Brush Flicks, Three Stripes of the French Flag and Lemon Slices. The Sun has the best picture coverage of the funeral with the 2-page spread of close-ups of famous mourners, including footballers like David Beckham, soap stars and musicians like Paul Weller. The other musical passing covered in all the papers today is that of singer Chris Rea, who'd suffered ill health for years. The Independent says he didn't actually like his singing voice. The Times describes him as a reluctant pop star. The Sun headline says he never wanted to write a Christmas hit. I'm a serious musician, he said. But Christmas hits are worth writing, says Brenda Power in the Mail. She says that more than half of Wham's royalties come from Last Christmas. For Wizards, I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day, that accounts to 97% of all their royalties. And for Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas drops €3 million down her chimney every year.
Not bad work at all if you can get it, Ronan Kelly. Thank you.